As always, Healing School is the place where people come to hear and to be healed. Well, what a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning to receive our healing. This whole week has been Passion Week, and we go into Resurrection Day on tomorrow. Did you know Jesus died to heal you, not just to save you from your sins, but when he died to save you from your sins, he also died to heal you from your sickness and disease? Yes, he did. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning. Praise God. Glory to God. So glad to have everyone on with us this morning.
Amen. Amen. So get your Bibles, grab pen and paper, or whatever device that you'll be using this morning. We want to talk about something this morning, very interesting, because most people have no idea that it works this way. But as always, we're going to show you from the Word of God what God said about it. How many of y'all know God's opinion, what God said, is the only opinion or words that matters? Yes, it's the only one that matters. So it'll do us well to pay attention to what he said. All right? This morning, we are talking about a wholesome tongue. A what? A wholesome tongue. You said, well, Brother Elder, what is that, a wholesome tongue? Pay attention to words. I could have called it that, but we are talking about a wholesome tongue. Now, let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 21.
Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Very familiar scripture, huh? At least around here. Have you ever went to the doctor before and they told you to stick out your tongue? As a kid or grown up, why are they saying stick out your tongue? Because they can look at your tongue and determine what's going on in your body. Stay with me now. This is why they say stick out your tongue. They can tell whether or not your body is healthy, because looking at your tongue, if your tongue is not healthy, your body is not healthy. Now, I'm not talking about this morning so much of speaking faith terminology. That's not what I'm talking about. You got to speak faith words. Somebody said, well, speak positive. That's good, but it can only get you so far up the road. Okay? Now, so when it says stick out your tongue, they are looking to see, or should I say they are able to see, a lot of what's going on with you by simply looking at your tongue. Well, let me show you where it comes from. So death and life, aware, is in the power of your tongue. See, listen. Death is on your tongue, if that's what you've been speaking. Now, I don't want you to grab the idea that, oh, something's going to happen to me today because I've been speaking wrong. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does catch up with you. I want to stress that. It does catch up with you. Many people are sick because of their tongue. They are speaking, prophet, the wrong thing. They are saying the wrong things.
Yes.
Okay? They are saying the wrong things. So we are talking about a wholesome tongue. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 3.
Proverbs 13 and 3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction.
Look at the contrast here between Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Between Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 3, read it again.
Proverbs 13 and 3 says, he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his tongue, keepeth his life. But he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. And Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Notice, if you just simply be quiet, you'll keep what? Your life.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how life is predicated on your tongue. In other words, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the scripture? Some of you will know it. If you take communion, what Paul said, I received of the Lord. Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
I also deliver unto you. And he started, and he goes into talking about, for this cause, many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many mm-hmm. are asleep. Why? He's talking about not sleeping in the bed. They died.
Mm-hmm.
For this cause, many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many are dead. Why? For of not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, look at how you handle people. Look at how you talk about them. See, not discerning the Lord's body. It has everything to do with your tongue. Everything. Life is on tongue. Death is on tongue. It's on your tongue. The words that come out of your mouth. This is why I keep saying, pay attention to words now. Pay attention. Look at what you're saying. It would help many people to check up on what they're saying. See, checking up and keeping a watch on what you're saying can save you some trips to the doctor. Did you know that?
Amen.
Yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can. So your tongue has everything to do with the health or the destruction of your body. It's your mouth. Mm-hmm. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 in verse 4.
Proverbs 15 and 4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit.
A wholesome tongue is a what?
A tree.
Is a tree of life. Notice, pay attention to words. Notice what he said. You a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You are a tree. But a wholesome tongue, a tongue that speaks right, a tongue that does not speak, listen now, gossip.
Okay.
A tongue that is not so opinionated about others. Stay with me here.
Okay.
A tongue that is not so opinionated about other people. You can get in a lot of trouble spiritually more than you can in the natural. How? Wrong speaking. Being so opinionated about things you don't have anything to do with. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
It can hurt you real bad. In many cases, it has. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
The Bible calls it a double-minded person.
Mm.
A double-minded man, a double-minded woman. What's double-minded? You're saying different things. One minute, oh, by his stripes, I'm healed. And the next minute, oh, but you know, I'm so sick.
Mm.
That's double-minded.
Okay.
I said, that's double-minded. That's not how you want to be. Again, the words of your mouth has everything to do with your life. Let me put it this way. What a healthy life. If you want to live a healthy life, listen to me. Check up on what you're saying. Come on now. Check up on what you're saying. There are many people. Listen, how many of y'all understand God deal with those who are in authority? Did you know that?
Yes.
Deal with those who are in authority. That's why he said, pray for those who have the rulership over you.
Amen.
That's why he said that. There are people who don't like what the president is doing, or they don't like what the governor said. They don't like what the mayor said. They don't like what the city council is doing. Listen to me. Are you ready for this? You can pray. Oh, my, my. Are you hearing me? Mm-hmm. You can pray and turn things around.
Praise the Lord.
You don't have to go grab a sign and get out there and march in the street. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not coming against that. I'm just showing you God's way. Many people out there in the street cutting up and don't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're using their tongue the wrong way. But that tongue is affecting, listen now, their life. That tongue is affecting your life. The words that you are speaking, listen to me, it's going deep down in your spirit. It's affecting you. Sickness, disease, all kind of disease is coming up because of wrong speaking. Somebody said, boy, that pandemic was horrible. Man, that COVID-19 wasn't nothing to play with. Can I tell you something? Your words ain't nothing to play with either. Pay attention to what he said about it. Proverbs 18 and 21 again. Death and life are where? In the power of your tongue. You can speak life to your life, or you can speak death to your life. It'll do you a whole lot good just to be quiet. Come on now. You see it? Just be quiet. In the scriptures, it's telling you this. Now, where did we stop? Proverbs, was it 15 and 4?
No, 13 and 3, 15 and 4. Yeah, 15 and 4.
Okay, read 15 and 4, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 4.
You read that one. Okay, we'll read it again. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit.
Perverseness therein is a what? Is a breach in the spirit. Mm-hmm. What is perverseness?
Mm. Crookedness and evilness, evil thoughts, things that go against the word of God.
Absolutely.
Thinking our own thoughts and our feelings, really.
And listen, if they don't line up with the word of God, we should stop it. Mm-hmm. Now, the good thing is we can stop it. Or else he wouldn't tell us to do it.
Amen.
We can. And if we want to live a healthy life, we should.
Praise God.
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10.
In the King James, it says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil."
Wow.
And his lips, that they speak no guile.
He that will do what? Love life. How many of y'all love life?
Mm-hmm.
Let him do who?
Refrain his tongue from evil.
Notice.
And his lips, that they speak no guile.
You can train your tongue from speaking evil. Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
You can train your tongue from speaking evil. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Let him refrain his tongue from evil.
Refrain that tongue. Stop. Yes. Look. Shut it down. Shut it down. Every war that has been fought started with words.
Every I would like war. To add a scripture right there, Apostle.
Come on.
That goes with what you're talking about right now. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26 and 22 says, "The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly."
They go down to the innermost parts of your spirit. Where the real you live is your spirit, your belly.
And in that same chapter, verse 20 in the CEV, Proverbs 26, verse 20 in the CEV says, "Where there is no fuel, a fire goes out."
Look at that.
"Where there is no gossip, arguments come to an end."
Where there is no what?
Where there is no fuel, a fire goes out. Where there is no gossip, arguments come to an end.
You can't argue by yourself.
You cannot.
It have to come to an end. Somebody got to have some sense and get quiet.
It's all in the tongue.
It's all in the tongue. It's all about your tongue. Mm. Your tongue tells your body what to do. It tells your body to live or die. Why? Death and life is where? In the power of the what? Of the tongue. You live and die based on what you say. Now again, it may not catch you tonight, but I can tell you it's going to catch up with you. It always do. I said it always do. There are people in public office. They lied and they lied and they lied to you and they lied to you. Pay attention. It always catch up with them. Always. Mm-hmm. People have to leave office. Why? Because those lies caught up to them. Do you see it? Prophet, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 in the Living Bible.
1 Peter 3 and 10 in the Living Bible says, if you want a happy, good life, keep control of your tongue.
Keep control of
your tongue. And guard your lips of your tongue and guard your lips from telling lies.
Look at there. If you want a happy, and what kind of life?
If you want a happy, good life, keep control of your tongue. Guard your lips from telling lies.
You must stay in control of your tongue. In Ecclesiastes says, I think it's chapter 4, where the word of a king is, there is power. Now watch this here. But again, in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the what? Tongue. But where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. Did you know when you speak about other people, bad, gossip, talking bad about people, it affects them? But it don't only affect them. May I say this to you? It's going to affect you more than them. Yeah, it is. Again, remember, for this cause, many are weak and many are sickly amongst you, and many are asleep, mean dead. Why? Not discerning the Lord's body. They just kept going, just talking and talking and talking, and they wouldn't shut it down. And what is God saying? Wait a minute. This is my church you're talking about. See, one scripture prophet says, who are you to judge another man's servant? What is God saying? I called the woman, I called the man, not you. I'm the one who's going to judge him too, not you. They need to be spanked, I'm going to spank him. You keep your hand off of them. You keep your mouth off of them. You didn't know all that was in the Bible, did you? But it is. Mm-hmm. Who are you? This is the Lord asking a question. Who are you to judge another man's servant? In other words, they belong to me. You keep your hand off them. How do you keep your, another way of keeping your hand off them, keep your lips off them, keep your mouth off of them. Wow. Wow, wow. Look at James chapter 3 in verse 6. We're gonna look at it in the King James and in the Living Bible. James chapter 3 and verse 6.
James.
Yes.
Chapter 3, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
in the King James.
Yes.
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body and set on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. It is set on fire of hell.
The tongue.
Hmm.
Look at the, look. No wonder he said death and life is in the power of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Absolutely.
You can speak healing to yourself. Yes, you can.
Praise God.
Did you, look, how many of you understand, they tell me in a dog saliva, there is what? There's healing.
Mm.
Did you know that? Yes. In a dog saliva, there is healing. You are not a dog. But did you know there's healing? Are sickness and disease in your words. There's life, healing, goodness in your words. Or it's disease. Nothing wholesome about it. It's full of disease. It's full of dead man's bones. Based on what you are letting come out of that mouth. Remember the scripture that talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will do what? Speak it.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to shut the doors of your heart. Don't let stuff get in there. Did you know you can control what get in there? Like our father in the gospel used to say all the time, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head. You can't control that. But you can control, you can stop the bird from building a nest in your head. You are in control of that. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You have control over what you say and what you don't say. Well, you know, the devil is busy. That's not, listen to me. A lot of that's you. I say a lot of that's you. You can turn things around today. Repent and quit it. Believe God for a crop failure on what you've been saying. Because your words are what? According to Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. Or 11 and 8. Your words are seeds. Some of the seeds that we have planted with the words of our mouth, now we got to believe God for crop failure. We don't want that to come up. No. Folks, I'm trying to tell you, Proverbs 18 and verse 21 ought to have more meaning to you now than it ever have been. Death and life in the power of the tongue. See it?
Amen.
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18 in the King James.
Proverbs what?
Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18.
Proverbs 12 and 18 in the King James says, there is that speaketh the life, like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. I'll read it again. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health.
The tongue of the wise is what?
Health. Is health.
The tongue of the wise is health. What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you nullifying what Jesus did? See, your tongue can change everything. It can change your life. It can take you off of the course that God put it on, your tongue. That's why he said you will have whatsoever you what? You say. You will have. You will have. See, it may not catch up with you tonight. Eventually it will. You will have whatsoever, watch this here, you say. So what are you saying? Are you wise with your words? Or are you just carefree? Well, I'm a grown man, but I'm a grown woman. I say whatever I want to say. That's true. You can. But when you learn better, you want to do better. There are things going on in your life today. It's because of what you said. Are you listening to me? It's yes. Because of what you said. It's because of words that you spoke in days gone by. Wow. Look at Proverbs chapter 18 in verse 8 in the King James.
Proverbs 18 and 8 in the King James says, the words of a talebearer or as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
Prophet, what's a talebearer?
A person that tell little lies, gossip, and say things that are not true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Notice what he said about them. Read it again.
The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. That's the one I shared with you, shared earlier, coming out of Proverbs 26. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. It's the same thing over in 26.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Have y'all ever noticed with yourself or somebody else, but I'm sure you've heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody all balled up and bent over. What's wrong with you? I ate something that didn't agree with my what? My stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I ate something that did not agree with my stomach.
Okay.
Here's the point. What are you saying that's not agreeing with your stomach? Your words can make you sick. Your words can make you feel bad. Come on now. Your words control how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad. I feel good. Somebody said, well, I feel pretty good about this. You heard that before too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, just like you can eat something in the natural that does not agree with your stomach, you can say words. Mm-hmm. And mess your system up. Mess your life up. Mess somebody else's life up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Words.
Yes.
Let's look at this. James chapter 1, verse 26 in the Amplified Classic.
James 1 and 26 in the Amplified says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious, frivolously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart. This person's religious service is worthless, futile, barren. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, piously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless, it's futile, and barren.
Look at that. It's not worth anything.
No, it isn't worth it.
If you can't control your tongue, be quiet. Don't be so quick to give your opinion. And your opinion is the only opinion right. You're getting an argument about your opinion. What is he saying? If you are like that, man, your religion is vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth anything. Why? Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Remember, stick out your tongue. What the doctor said, stick out your tongue. Let me see your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at your tongue, they can see whether it's healthy or sick. If your tongue is healthy, you are healthy. If your tongue is sick, you are sick. You're having some issues. But all of that can be seen by the tongue. Spiritually, so too. If you can't bridle your tongue, in other words, if you can't shut your mouth, your religion is vain. My. Let's do one more and we quit. Songs 34. And let's look at verse 1 in the King James Version.
Psalms 34 and 1 in the King James says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You said Psalms 34 and 1?
Yes.
That's it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Did you know praising God will help you stay healthy?
Okay.
Did you know praising God can also keep you out of trouble? If you're praising God, you're not talking about something bad about somebody else. Come on now. Our father in the gospel gave this testimony one time about a gentleman he knew. This man was in his 90s and he had all his original teeth. Not one of them were false. Not one of them were rotten. But he was in his mid-90s. And he told Brother Hagin this. He said, all my teeth are mine. He had a full head of hair, And he told Brother Hagin, I believe God to keep up with his numbers. What was he talking about? The Bible said God has every hair on top of your head numbered. He said, I believe God to keep up with his numbers. And he has. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The man walked off. And he turned around and came back. And he told Brother Hagin this. But I also believe God to help me keep my tongue. And because I have, God has blessed me. I'm not running to the doctor. I'm not on medication. I'm on the word of God. John G. Lake said it this way. It's one thing to hear the word of God. But if you are not a doer, if you are not obeying the word of God, you are an open candidate to frequently visit the doctor. In other words, something is always wrong with you. I thought that was powerful. Did you get blessed this morning?